2NURFM 103.7. If you happen to catch the Four Corners program on the ABC last night, you will know that we're in the midst of a debt crisis here in Australia. And the reporter that covered that last night was Michael Brissett, and he's on the phone with us this morning. Good morning, Michael. Real estate and personal debt at an all-time high at the moment in Australia. What is the state of debt currently?
Yes, we have the second highest. We have the dubious honour of having the second highest level of household debt to income in the world, just behind Switzerland. But that in itself is a problem, but it's exacerbated by the fact that we've got interest rates at the lowest levels. They've been historic lows, unlikely to go any lower, and really only going in one direction in the future. We have unemployment at, if not record lows, we have certainly relatively low unemployment. And we, even in that environment, we have a level of mortgage stress in Australia which is unprecedented. And mortgage stress is essentially, the equation is that you just don't have enough income to cover your expenses. So we are in what many people call a very precarious position, and what one of our one of the people on the show last night described it as a perfect storm.
It is certainly a perfect storm, Michael. And when you think about those other factors that you opened with, yes, unemployment's low, real estate's interest rates are low, all of these things are ticking the boxes in the right area, but yet people just cannot make ends meet. And it is that culture of debt that's perpetually going along. How do we get where we are? I mean, can you take us through some of the things that led us to the state of the nation that we are currently?
Well, look, there's a number of reasons, obviously. The interest rate policy has certainly made money cheaper. Government policy has directed a lot of people's investment dollars into housing. The lending practice from the banks has also been pretty loose, and I think the banking regulators have accepted that because they've actually asked the banks in the last 18 months or so to really start tightening up on the number of interest-only investor loans that they were letting out. But there's a lending culture in the banks which has essentially seen many people lent much more money than they otherwise than they had been previously. There was a sort of an old rule of thumb in banking that people would be lent 3 to 4 times their combined gross income. Well, as many people know, 3 to 4 times combined gross income probably isn't enough to buy you very much in somewhere like Sydney. People have been lent routinely 6 times, 7 times, 8 times their combined gross income. That gets to a level of debt which is, pretty frightening. It doesn't leave people with a lot of room for a lot of a buffer, and the Reserve Bank has said that about a third of Australian mortgage holders don't have a buffer. Martin North, who is the digital finance analyst that we speak to, who maps mortgage stress across the country, says that if interest rates were to rise, that the currently 1 in 4 Australian mortgaged households are in mortgage stress. If they were to rise 0.5%, that would be 1 in 3. So there is a real problem in people having been lent too much money. And then there's a problem of people actually using the equity in their houses and their properties as they increase in value to buy more property. And that's certainly been happening quite a lot in the last few years too.
Michael, I think also from the experts you were talking to in compiling the report there, that it just gets to a point, doesn't it, where the home loans will become unpayable. I mean, people won't be able to eventually get out of that repayment cycle.
Of course, and there are pockets of mortgage stress around the country where there are alarming numbers of people on the edge of default. And once that starts happening, you do end up with a bit of a debt spiral, and it depends how deep and how bad that is. But, I mean, the consequences for the wider economy are pretty serious.
Michael, is there a way back? Is there a way that the experts say, look, if we do this and we do that, we might be able to navigate the waters a little clearer?
It depends who you're talking to. Some people think, a downturn is coming and there's no way that we can stop it. Other people think that the lending restrictions that have been placed on the bank, banks are starting to work and that it's being managed properly. Although it has to be said, a lot of people think those restrictions are too little too late. And, you know, there is a danger that we put too many restrictions on and that precipitates a fall in the housing market simply because people can't refinance. So, we are at a very delicate position. I think that's the point.
Michael, I think at the end of the day, it's something that affects pretty much all of us at one end or another. We will watch it with some interest. Thank you for sharing a little bit of your time with us this morning.
Good on you. Thanks so much.
From the ABC Four Corners program, Michael Brissett talking with us about the state of real estate and personal debt here in Australia on 2NURFM 103.7.